I'm here with Elijah Day, an Ithaca College senior who's participated in many groups. Currently, he's on the e-board for the PRISM group, an LGBT alliance and a straight alliance. And he's also been involved with POC at IC, the IC Steppers, but that's not all you're popular for. You're most popular for your stage name and your performance as Alicia Day, the drag queen.
Yes.
So can you tell me a little bit more about Alicia Day? How did she come about?
Like the running joke for a lot of drag queens is like, are you a pride queen or a Halloween queen? With me, I first had my introduction in drag was senior in high school, and we did the musical Hairspray, and I played as a warden. And it was really controversial for the high school I went to, because it was like this conservative Judeo-Christian high school, like boarding school for like lower income and orphan children. But I still played the character and I did it well. But that was my first time I was in drag. They gave me like, you know, the padded bra, and I did my own makeup. I had to learn how to do it. They gave me wigs and the little hat, the skirt. And I looked good. So I was like, And then like, I remember the director, Mr. Stephan, was like, you're gonna like doing this. You're gonna keep doing this. I was like, no, I'm not. And then Halloween came. Freshman year here, I was a Nicki Minaj. I was a hot mess. I was a foot. Looked like a foot. And then the first time I really wanted to do drag was when I saw, I think it was my freshman year drag show here at IC, and I saw some people performing, some not so good, some were so well, and I said, I can do that. And in fact, I can do that better. So that's what like inspired me to do it.
So that was your first experience doing drag?
Yeah, I was like, it was my junior year at the IC drag show, fundraiser for the Trevor Project, and I remember like the gold shirt that looked like a dress, but it was a shirt, and like I had like underwear on and like just body and legs. That was it, just the top and nothing else.
Did you ever think that you'd become as popular as you are today?
No, only because I felt like there's not that much of a drag scene. It's like a really it's forming. But I felt like, you know, this was like a side thing for me, like to make a couple of bucks to order some Chinese food and pay for like books. And that was it. But then like now, like we had a gig last Thursday, and this one, which I thought was amazing. This one woman, like she said, I didn't see you perform because I was getting a drink at the bar, but here's some money because I know you did well. She tipped me $5. I was like, what?
Really?
Like, yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah. Because like, I mean, I don't think I'm like this grandiose drag queen. I feel like I'm still learning. I have way much to learn. But it's like, it's nice when people like your content, and like, as a music student, like for me, I use drag as a way to perform the music that I kind of want to perform, because being in Wayland, I'm learning classical music, which is not my forte, pun intended. But, you know, it was just an excuse to actually create your own content and performance that you produce, you create. I create the mixes, choreography, and I buy the clothes or make a little form of a costume. Like, I had control of it, so that was like another way for me to like stay focused in school and continue with it, because I had something to look forward to at the end of the week or whatever.
So there's a lot that goes into doing drag.
Yeah.
But you're also lip syncing.
Yeah.
Now you're a vocal performance major.
Yes.
So what is that like? Why would you choose to lip sync when you can sing?
A lot of people ask me that too, but the thing is, so most of my rep is like classical music, which is fine. You can sing that. But like, I have to understand, like, in my opinion, if you're at a bar or a nightclub and people are drinking and it's like, I can sing this beautiful aria, or I can do the kicks and splits and get more tips. Like, I feel like it is a time and place for everything. I feel like it's at nighttime, people are drinking, want to have fun. No one wants to hear like an aria about like you dying or about love, when like I can see a beautiful man just as a beautiful woman dancing and doing it to a more of a top 40 song.
I've seen you perform, and one of the moves that you do that is the most popular, and you said the kicks and splits, one of the most popular moves is when you jump up into the air and then fall into a split.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine doing that. How did you do that? How do you do that?
Well, I first got my split because I fell into my split.
Oh.
Yeah, I think like in middle school or early high school, I fell into it, which was the worst experience of my life. It was painful. And I was like, okay, well, let's just keep doing it. And then, like, when I was younger, like, I did dance. I was way skinnier and slimmer, so I did, like, ballet and jazz. Like, took a couple of classes in high school, and I realized, like, stretching can make it permanent. And I was like, people, every time you do it, like, you're like, when I was younger, I was like a husky kid who seemed really, like, husky, but I was so flexible. So it was like, oh, okay, it's surprising for people. They like that. So why not incorporate that into, like, your performance? Because, like, you'll get tipped more. And plus, you're, like, a bigger, heftier man dressed up as, like, a heftier woman. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, and, it's like, frightening.
Yeah. You know, what is it called? A level 5 earthquake. That's what I'm trying to create. I'm just trying to, you know, create a crater.
Yeah.
Or a sinkhole. That's the
Okay, so I want to ask you, who is Alicia Day? Because we're talking to Elijah Day right now.
Yes, yes.
So, who is Alicia Day and how did she come about?
Okay, so the name is a playoff of my first name. Mm-hmm. So, Elijah Day, Alicia Day. But where she comes from, I'm happy you asked this because, like, I think it's weird, but I love it a lot. So, like, a lot of people are, like, very, some women or feminists are upset with drag because they feel like it is a way of, you, as a way of more or less degrading or reducing women to, like, just being sexual objects or humorous objects. Another way, just disrespectful, which, I mean, I can't knock their opinion, that's their opinion. But for me, drag, obviously, another way to perform. But, like, my drag character, Alicia Day, is influenced by women, but specifically the black women in my life, from my mom to my sister.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. So, she
Yeah, yeah, from the black women that I see walking to school, from the black women that I see in my, from my teachers, from the black women that were in my, as a secretary in my high school, from the black women I had a conversation with at the bus stop when I was taking the bus. Like, it's influenced and inspired by black women. Like, I mean, I'm surrounded by black women. My mom and my sister are black. But to me, Alicia Day is more like a compliment, and it's more of a, an amalgamation of all these funny moments, sad moments, and, you know, just great aspects and characteristics from these women. Yeah. Women. Like, specifically, like, my mom and my sister are very much the life of the party. My sister is a big girl, but she can give you a good, quick split in a second. And, like, I took that from her. My mom is very funny. My mom is very, she can dance, too. And they're both the life of the party. And growing up, I like that. So, like, those two are the inspiration of Alicia Day. They're literally just clear reflections. Sometimes Alicia Day is very classy and mature, and then sometimes she's just ready to have fun and turn the party out.
Yeah. So how did you bring Alicia Day to IC?
Well, I brought her because we first performed, it was my junior year, or was it my sophomore year, I'm sorry, my sophomore year performing at the IC drag show Raising Money for Trevor. But I think I got... That was my first debut. But I think we also, that's following summer, there was a show at Mooney's, and I performed there. And I guess I kind of got my name out there, but, like, yeah, that's, like, really how she really got introduced. Because after that, I mean, people who went to the Mooney show were asking to perform for them. Like I've got asked to host some, like, events in drag, just as Alicia Day, just to host for them. Sometimes I couldn't do it because, like, time constraints and, like, doing the makeup and stuff like that. But what was the other thing? Like, I also asked people, like, recently for the International Runway, like, I got asked to do makeup. Also, a lot of people are just inspired by it. I don't know. I'm still surprised because to me this is, like, I just love attention. And also I like performing and, like, creating little things, like, little moments. And, like, people really cherish that. So, like, they wanted to keep it going and keep seeing it. So...
So how long does it take you to do your makeup?
Since I'm still learning and I'm not, you know, a makeup artist at all. I'm not claiming to be one. I don't go to school for it. Taking my time, I would like to do 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours?
But, like, people, like, there's some queens, mind you, so I don't perform, like, if I would perform, I would probably perform twice a month. So the thing is that the reason why it takes me so long because I'm still learning what works for my face. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning a little. Every now and then when I do, like, different events, you'll see, like, I'll add a rhinestone here to make my eye bigger, or I'll add longer lashes for the bottom lashes. Just because I'm still learning what works for me. Because if I was, like, a normal queen who's working 3 times a night, I would probably still do 2 hours, if not 1.5 hours, only because I have a rhythm now. I know what I need to do. But because, to me, the drag shows are, like, the highlight of my week. I like to take time and relish in the moment. I like to take my time applying the foundation and shaving and the brows and Ugh.
Yeah. So, have you ever performed and had someone come up to you and say, I think I want to do this? Or
a lot of times. Like, a lot of people, especially for, like, because I'm also in charge of the drag show this semester, the spring semester. The date's coming up. We don't know what yet, but it's coming. But a lot of people see it and, like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, I want to do drag, but I don't know how. And I'm like, well, do it. And they're like, oh, but, like, I'm a girl. Or, oh, I'm a guy, but I don't want to be a drag queen. I'm like, so it's all cross-dressing. But as long as you're doing it for you and not for someone else, that makes sense. Because a lot of people might want to do drag because, oh, you know, this person, you know, saw another drag queen or king or bio queen perform. And they're like, oh, I can do that. And that's a great first step. If you think you can do it better than them or do it and you like it, do it. But if you're doing it because, like, oh, I just want to see, like, how I look for this moment, I don't necessarily think you may want to be a drag queen. You just may want to do that for Halloween or perform. But, like, there's some individuals like, oh, I love that kick you did, or I love that little lip quiver you did for the vibrato for that one part. Like, the people who really appreciate it. Like, to me, drag is my Super Bowl. Like, especially when RuPaul's Drag Race come on, that is my Super Bowl. Like, like, that's my thing. And I feel like for people who really appreciate any form of drag, whether it's through the makeup, the performance, the look, and the concept, I feel like you should do it. Because there's a difference from liking something because it's entertaining, and then liking it because, like, it gives you life. And what I mean by gives you life, like, you are just inspired and you're captivated by the performance, and you're so inspired to the point where you want to do it yourself even better.
I want to ask you, do you think drag is important to IC?
I think drag is important for IC because not only does, well, drag in general is important regardless. Drag, RuPaul says it itself, like, we're all born naked and the rest is drag, and meaning, no matter what we do, we're putting not necessarily a facade, but if you're a doctor, you know, your name is Bob, you're Bob. But when you put that suit on, you are Bob the doctor. Meaning when you put that suit on, you carry yourself a certain way, you present yourself a certain way, and you think a certain way because, like, that is your costume, that is the performance you're giving. So for me, drag is important because drag can disrupt a lot of things from gender binary. It makes people question their sexuality sometimes. It makes people question morals. Because drag doesn't always have to be, you know, just as fun, entertaining. It can be inspiring. It can be controversial. It can also just be provocative and, like, make people question, like, well, I know that's a man just as a woman, but she looks good. So it makes people think, maybe I'm more fluid than I think. Or some people think, maybe I actually may like this form of art more than, like, movie theaters. Yeah. Or I want to invest more into that. So I feel like drag is important because it makes people think, it's provocative, and it also makes people it just changes things. It just messes everything up from social norms and what people think society, what people are expected to do because of society. It changes everything, and it makes everything blurred, and it makes people think for themselves.
That's interesting. Makes people think for themselves. So you have a message that you give people. I've spoken with a few people who have seen your shows and are close to you, and they say the one thing they always get out of your shows is that they see and witness your confidence and the inspiration in that. And they say besides being energizing and fun to be around as Elijah and Alicia, you're also entertaining. What do you think of that?
I think it's amazing, and I'm also honored and appreciative. But it's also weird because, like any musician or performer, like, I'm nervous before I go on. Like, you know, the rest is, we're all born naked and the rest is drag. So when I'm Alicia, I have to be confident because Alicia to me is my idea of what it means to be confident. Like, when I'm Alicia, I'm in a different mindset, and I am more confident, I am more charming than I would be as Elijah Day. And, you know, I'm thankful people think that because as Alicia Day, I feel like, before I go on stage, before my number starts, I'm nervous. But as soon as that intro starts and I hear their claps go, I'm like, okay, it's time to go. There's no, you know, being nervous or trying to back out. You have to do it. You have to do it well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's my kind of my mentality. It's like, you're here now. People are here to see you. You're going to do well regardless. Don't mess it up.
Yeah. That's interesting. And I really like that quote. What's the quote from RuPaul?
We're all born naked and the rest is drag.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a couple quotes from RuPaul that I really like. So thank you so much for being with us. Mm-hmm. we are done.
Okay.
But thank you. Tune in next time. We'll be talking to other people who are inspiring the community, who are leaving their mark. I mean, definitely you're leaving your mark.
You.
It's, I mean, I don't know, but you've probably already left that, you know, that divot in the ground. So
yeah, I got some craters around Ithaca.
Yeah. So thank you so much. We'll be back next time.